Yeah.
Let me just clarify the one thought that you put out there of me saying never say you're sorry. And, you know, when I offer that thought to people, the reason I say that is because if I say to, you know, when we realize that we're creative beings. Now, you go back, Yeshua says, when two or more are gathered, when two join in an energy, it strengthens that energy. And so if I did the ABC act, it was so terrible and so painful, and I tell you how sorry I am for that act, I have your mind and my mind joined in focusing on that act. And so every time I say I'm sorry, I'm actually reinforcing the energy pattern of that which I want to be free of in my life. And so what we suggest is there's what we call the apology tool as a substitute for I'm sorry, and that is I can be fully responsible. Gee, I apologize. I didn't realize you were in so much pain and you just needed a compassionate listener in a space of love. When I apologize for the fact that I didn't do that, and then I shift into what I'm going to do in the future. And in the future, what I'm going to do is make sure that I'm there as that space for you all the time. Now I've got your mind in my mind, the mind that I, you know, quote unquote, seem to be the offender to in the past. I've now got our two minds joined in resolution and a solution for that dilemma. And I'm much more likely to create that resolution and that healing if my language is focused on what I'm going to do rather than what I'm sorry for. So just so that, you know, everybody who's listening understands that, never say you're sorry. And I can remember that movie, you know, the line was, you know, love means you never say you're sorry. And it's true, don't. But own what you do. Apologize if you're off base, and then get that other person's mind joined with you in what you're going to do as a replacement or as a healing modality in that situation, and you're just a whole lot more likely to be able to create it.
Yesterday about saying sorry, I wanted to make sure I got that correct.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, the idea of, you know, we've got a replacement for saying you're sorry, and we call it the apology tool. And the reason for the apology tool is because being creators and mind energy being the key to how we create, if I join with another by telling them I'm sorry, of course, now I'm thinking about what I'm sorry about, they're thinking about what I'm sorry about, our two minds are joined, we're going to tend to create more of that same experience that we're sorry about. So we suggest people never, ever use the words I'm sorry ever again for anything. And the replacement is the apology tool. And the apology tool is I'm willing to take responsibility for what I've done. And when I see that I've done something that's off base, then I apologize. Gee, you know, I wasn't watching where I was going, and I stepped on your toes, and I hurt your toes, and I apologize for that. And then I want to shift into what it is that I'm going to do to replace that behavior. So now I have two minds supporting me in moving in the direction of what I'm going to do that's an upgrade from that behavior. So, you know, I apologize for stepping on your toes, and in the future, I'll make sure to be very aware and very careful around your feet so your feet are safe and healthy. Now I have your mind and my mind focused in creating safe, healthy feet for you and everybody else. So I've changed my whole creative process by being responsible for my behavior and willing to apologize when I'm off base, but then really creating a clear visual picture of what I'm going to do in replacement of it.